Thielen's kick for Pahuan West Philly comes in at the 15-yard line by Brennan Wisner. He gets out to about the 18-yard line for a 1st-and-10 situation for the Lakers as they trail now 21-0. After an interception from Brennan Wisner brings him down to the 1-yard line, and Lavin gets in for a 2nd score of the day. It's now 21-0 Pahuan West Philly.
Yeah, that was the only issue with starting to throw the ball a little more is a good defense can adjust to that and start to hang out and try to read some of those routes, and then they're able to do that. Jake Pong able to make a nice interception, but back to it here for Lakers.
And it's intercepted again, this time at the 20-yard line by number 7, Alec Thielen. His pass is intended for Jake Kretschmer. And Pahuan West Philly's offense is back on the field at the 20-yard line. The wheels are starting to fall off.
Yeah, that play was going nowhere. These short routes by Lakers that have worked quite a bit this game. All of a sudden, you're starting to see Pahuan West Philly creep in on those plays a little bit. And that throw just off the mark, just a little bit. And Alec Thielen able to dive in there and steal it away. And Pahuan West Philly takes over again, this time at the Laker 20-yard line.
9:57 left in regulation, 1st and 10. As they hand off this one to Bryce Thielen, still on his feet, dragging green jerseys with him across the 15-yard line all the way down to the 13. Tackle made by Taylor Cady after a 7-yard gain. 2nd down 3.
High snap there. Jimmy Lehman does a good job of corralling that high snap and getting down and handing it off to Thielen, who's able to fight forward for a pretty good gain on 1st down, 6 or 7 yards. Taylor Cady going for a free 3-yard ride there or so, but able to bring him down eventually. But no, throughout this game, on 1st down, that's where Laker had defense had dominated. You're starting to see Pahuan West Philly's offense get better and better gains on 1st down, making 2nd and 3rd down much more manageable.
2nd and 3 from the 13-yard line, waiting to get that play clock down to 5 seconds before snapping it. Lehman snaps it to his fullback, gets across to the 10-yard line, moving forward, and finally brought down at the 9 for a 4-yard gain. That is a gain of 4 and enough to move the chains as Cameron Worth now sets up a 1st down and goal for the Pahuan West Philly Pirates at the 9-yard line. Tackle made by Blake Smithers.
Smithers able to stop Cameron Worth, but it was too late as Worth was able to get that offensive line help, pushing that defensive line back and falling forward and getting just enough for that 1st down. And that's just what Pahuan West Philly wants. Yes, they love to score one more time, but they want to run a couple extra plays and burn as much play clock as possible.
Lehman, under center, I formation behind him. Receiver wide each way. 5 seconds left in the play clock. There's the snap. And it's a handoff up the middle again. This one's to the fullback again, brought down by James Dubes. And it's a no gain on the play. Actually, they're still at the 9-yard line. And 2nd down, goal to go for Pahuan West Philly, leading 21-0, 8:19 left in the 4th.
I formation for Pahuan West Philly. One receiver left, one right. Cameron Worth dives right through the middle for no gain, maybe a 0.5 yard or so at most. Lakers defense stands tall there, stops him after a short gain. More of the same for Pahuan West Philly, whether it be Cameron Worth or whether you see Bryce Thielen get a carry. But they're going to keep the ball on the ground and try to burn as much clock as possible.
2nd down, goal to go from the 9. Same formation. Lehman is under center. And it's back to pass. Has a receiver open and is brought in. Touchdown, Pahuan West Philly. Reception made by Andre Smith at the tight end. And now it is a 4-possession game with 7:43 left in regulation. It is 27-0 Pahuan West Philly.
I think that was number 4. I think that was their favorite target. It looked like Garrett Treiwiler to me. But nonetheless, it was simply a Rob Gronkowski-like play. It was one-on-one coverage, and it was a big receiver, and it was just a lob pass to him, one-on-one coverage, and he's able to go up and get it. Easy throw and catch for Thielen to his tight end for the score. Extra point on the way.
Thielen gets the snap. This one's off a little bit of a wide to the right. The two-point, the extra point is no good. So the score remains 27-0. Pahuan West Philly leading the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers with 7:43 left in regulation right here on the WLW Sports Network.
You know what I'm going to ask you. We've been asking you for quite some time now. Are you sure? Well, are you? But before you answer that, you might be asking yourself, what does it mean to be sure? SURE is much more than just a hospital, pharmacy, senior living, vision center, primary care clinics in Elkton, Pigeon, Caseville, and Sleepwing, diagnostic imaging, lab work, diabetes education, specialty surgeries, physical therapy, and much more. In fact, it's a whole lot more. SURE is a culture. SURE is a set of beliefs. It's based on care and relies on trust. SURE stands for state-of-the-art technology. It's home to the top professionals in the industry. SURE provides well-being and a life worth living. SURE offers opportunity. Join our team today and take advantage of the rest of your life. SURE. Better health. Better life. So, are you sure?
Brennan Wisner gets the kickoff deep back in his own territory, but we have a flag, and it's going to be a block in the back called against Lakers at the 25-yard line. So this is going to negate Brennan Wisner's nice return across the 45. And so Lakers will be pushed back 10 yards from the spot of the foul. So it'll be first and 10 from, I do believe, the 15-yard line.
Yeah, penalties will kill you every time, but that might have been a big penalty as Bryce Thielen gets blocked in the back for Pauwamu Westphalia, and that block might have been the reason Brennan Wisner was able to get to the sideline and get down the field for a big game. But after that penalty, looks like they're going to start at their own 15-yard line.
First and 10, left right across your radio. They trail Pauwamu Westphalia 27-0. With 7:33 left in regulation. A whole set of interceptions, three of them on the day now for the Lakers, two of them by Wisner in the second half on the past two possessions, have led to two touchdowns by Pauwamu Westphalia in the second half. 13 total points. First and 10 at their own 15-yard line. Double wing offense, Wisner under center. Man in motion, Taylor Cady to the far sideline. And we have a whistle, and this is going to be a flag from the sideline judge. And it's going to be a false start called against Lakers. So just adding salt to that wound now at this point, Dave. Second first down in 15 at the 10.
And Taylor Cady was going in motion, and somebody on the left side of the line flinched just enough, and the official on the sideline was able to spot it out. So back them up five more yards. First and 15 now from their own 10-yard line.
White crowd here, actually on both sides of the ball. First and 15 from the Laker 10-yard line. 27-0, Pauwamu Westphalia, 7.5 to play in the regulation. Taylor Cady in motion. And it's going to be pitched to Jake Kretschmer around the outside. And he does not have the seam as he's dropped down to the backfield at the 7-yard line for a 3-yard loss. And this will bring you now a second down and 18 for the Lakers.
Looks like number 6 on the tackle, Peyton Heckman. He was able to fight off the Taylor Cady block. Even though he's on the ground, I think he was able to trip up Jake Kretschmer going around the outside before he was able to get back to the line of scrimmage and turn it upfield. Yet another loss on the play for Lakers, and things going from bad to worse here in the last few minutes.
Still 22-12, Deckerville leading by 10 points, but Bellevue trying to knock on the door. But due to penalties, they're back in a 3rd-and-29 with 10 minutes left in the third quarter. Receiver wide to the right for Wisner, and he's going to have to let this one go. And this one's nearly sacked in the end zone. He had to let that one fly. Incomplete at the 25-yard line. Incomplete, no receiver close to him there. Third down, 18.
No, he did what he had to do to prevent the safety. He threw it to an open area where nobody was there. Mason Pasek hit the brakes to try and turn around and make a play on it, but he went to the ground, as many players have today, losing their footing, and that ball harmlessly falls incomplete. But it's third down and long from their own 7-yard line.
I take that back. Deckerville now leads 36-12 over Bellevue with 4 minutes left in the third quarter. So Lakers facing a third down, 18. First down markers at the 25. They're at their own 7. 6:42 left in the fourth quarter. Pauwamu Westphalia 27-0 over the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Two wide to the right.